You're saying things like, he's maybe the worst person I've ever seen in my life. His beef will come at a much higher level than me. In between, interspersed with
CJ Stroud making great throws.
Great third down play there. And then
this is why y'all are y'all, because y'all can catch that.
A picture of the cutest kid ever. You're apparently your newborn, you know.
My name is Mark Followill. You're listening to another dumb podcast. These guys are freaking morons.
Another dumb podcast. No, I'm liking it. It's not dumb.
It's called Another Dumb Podcast.
That makes sense. So you could have just said, I'm doing another dumb podcast.
Yeah. Again, basketball dumb guy over here. Sorry.
On the dumb podcast.
I can tell you right now, my Ranger, I'm going to record now. Boom. But like my Ranger fandom now is I have the highest highs. So like if whoever hits a home run or whatever, it's like, yeah. Like I'm in a hotel room right now in Louisiana and I'm fucking like screaming at the top of my lungs. I'm poor people next to me. Yeah. And my lows are not as bad. They're just like, fuck. All right.
But you just forget it.
But yeah, I'm like, whatever. I'm just going to scroll some Instagram real quick just to get over this real, no big deal.
One sec. I got to get something from the printer.
You're good. No runs. I think the Rangers are pretty much done. I think they just like, screw this. We'll come back tomorrow. Would they play tomorrow? They have to play tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow's the afternoon game.
Oh, great. That means not a lot of work's getting done tomorrow. What time is it tomorrow?
I think it's at 4.
4 o'clock. Did you watch that D-backs end of the game?
No, I was busy.
Okay, well, fuck off. All right.
I saw that they won. What was it, 2-1?
Yeah, it was like a real barn burner. But, yeah, they bases loaded and how do you say that guy's name? Ketel Marte?
So those have all been wins at home. And in the ALCS, it's all been wins on the road.
Yeah, so give us the Sultan of Stat here on the Rangers. This isn't your, this isn't really your game, correct? Like, really big into the Rangers?
I mean, yeah, I've always been really big into the Rangers since, like, freshman year, high school. That's when, started playing baseball on a high school team, watching every fucking game. But now I don't have YouTube TV or whatever the fuck the Rangers, whatever Bally's on. So.
Oh, no, I know. I don't. That's where I'm a little behind the eight ball on. Like, I just kind of follow people that follow them. But watching day-to-day Rangers is definitely not a thing because because the fucking geniuses is like, hey, you know what we should do? Limit the amount of people who watch our baseball games. This is a fucking genius thing.
By a lot.
Yeah, like... Yeah,
it's only like two things: FUBU and fucking YouTube TV that you can watch the fucking Rangers on.
FUBU, you can watch it on a.
I have a MLB TV because my mom has T-Mobile.
Yeah,
so I signed up for the free MLB TV, and I got a VPN. So
did that work?
It's like a it works.
Okay, because that's what I think I'm gonna. Really good game. I think that's what I'm gonna do next year.
If it's a really good game, like I'll tune in or whatever, or if the Rangers are hot, but damn, this team is so fucking hot or cold. It's like you can go a couple weeks without watching the Rangers.
You know, you say that shit, and I think, again, I think they were just so hot, and then, it's fucking baseball. You're going to have injuries and other shit like that happens, like they had. And I think that's why people are so, like, kind of, pretty binary about things, like, oh fuck, they lost a bunch of games and there's no reason why. It's like, well, no, there was like plenty of reasons why. You either sometimes you run into an injury sting, people are, your bats are fucking cold, or you run into the buzzsaw of like you run into some like really good teams that are really hitting good. So it's like shit, or you go on a fucking road game. I thought they went like on a road stand, but with everybody who was hot and everybody was like really good, or you go on a you know, you're playing home against like the Oakland A's and the Angels, and you can jump ahead pretty good after that.
It's just really fucking annoying, you know, setting up my VPN and shit to watch Chapman blow the second game of back to back.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been I don't know, man. This team's and I have to be honest with you. That's why I don't follow this team very much. And today was a whole lot of and now up to pitch. I'm like, "Who?" Yeah. Like, "Who?"
And like, that bullpen is really fucking disgusting.
It's bad. It's maybe really fucking bad. Like, you know, I don't even know what to say. I don't even think the starting pitching is that great. I mean, obviously like God, you had to throw out Haney today, and he was fucking terrible. Like
that was weird. I thought they would go with Dunning.
They probably should have, but I mean, it really didn't. I mean,
yeah, it really didn't matter. I mean, the Astros were fucking hitting everybody.
Yeah, I mean, Dane came in and did a little bit of work that did good, but then fuck, he was already in there too long, and they already pie-yawed him.
I mean, you knew it was over when fucking Cody Bradford is pitching to Jordan Alvarez.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, Cody Bradford's like, I should not be in here right now. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here. Yeah, I have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah, he gets fucking dicked down by Abreu, and it's like, oh, no way. No shit.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Is this the one and only Martin?
This is Martin and Brandon.
Okay.
Have y'all ever been in the same room before?
No, I mean, we've DM'd each other.
That's good.
Which is hot, but.
Oh, that's so hot.
He asked me one time, hey, what's the weather going to be like over in Dallas? Because he was going over to DBU to watch the Horned Frogs play.
Oh yeah, big weather guy.
Yeah. Brandon's the big weather guy, big hockey guy, and he's a big OU guy. So that there you go.
Right.
So. All the screenshots that he posts, I can always see my house from there. So I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, and Brandon starts tweeting up and going, "It's a big storm coming through Parker County right now." I'm like, fuck.
Yep.
I'm not gonna have power for the next fucking 24 Brad. Hours.
Heads up, Brad. Big hellstorm coming through.
Yeah, or he's like, well, North Fort Worth's getting fucked right now. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome, Brandon. We're doing this post-mortem on this dog shit game going. And the game's still going on, by the way, just for some people to know that the game is still going on, but it's been over for about 3 or 4 innings.
I flipped over to the Stars, so.
Yeah, well, I hear that's not going very well either. But
yeah, I mean, it's 1-0.
Okay. I guess
it's not 10-3, so.
That's true. It's not 10-3, so, yeah.
And I will remind everybody that in 2019, the Astros lost the first two games of the World Series to Washington, then went up to Washington and completely destroyed them, outscored them 19-3 to overturn a 0-2 deficit into a 3-2 lead, and surely a World Series win, and we all know what happened after that. So I'm kind of hoping we don't repeat that. It would be nice to get another quality Jordan Montgomery start.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody – okay, for me, myself, did you have any illusions that, man, we're going to come into fucking, you know, the Gilf and just sweep them and just – go right there. It's like, no, Houston's a fucking great team, and that needs to be respected. They have two really bad games, and
they're a very good team. The problem, I think this speaks more to, you know, a couple of things the last couple of nights. Number one is that when you're injured and you're coming back in the playoffs, you don't have any rehab starts, so this effectively was his rehab.
Yeah,
so,
that's
you know, you're either going to get a legendary performance or you're going to get what you got last night, which was still kind of a winnable game. I think if you want to do a little bit of second guessing, you might second guess some of Bochy's bullpen decisions.
I think that was fair. I think
especially
I agree.
Tonight.
I know
that
clue.
You want to try to save Josh Spores for the seventh inning, but you know, you get the game tied back up and then immediately Dunning walks Maldonado, the number 9 guy, and then walks Altuve. At that point, that's the highest leverage point in the game. You've got to bring in you got to bring in Spores at that point. You got to bring in your big guns.
I bet you Josh Young's going to just hit a home run right now just to just show that he's going to do something right here. But we have two outs and yeah, what's this fucking game to be over? But you
know, anybody that followed the Rangers this year knew that the fatal flaw was going to be the bullpen. That while it was nice that Spores was able to, you know, I guess he was hurt for better part of the second half of the season. He got right. Leclerc was able to fix his issues and solidify the closer role. And then, you know, Chapman is Chapman. You know, when he's on, he's on. When he's off, he's off.
Terrible. But you know what? It's at the point now. He's the horse that that got you to the. You just got to keep going now. It's too late.
I think if you had charted out a path to the World Series whenever this playoff run began, you had the hope that the bullpen was going to be right, because when it's not, then you saw what you've got the last couple nights.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that is sports. You know, it's honestly been pretty fun for like the last, you know, minus this game. I've had a pretty good time in the first three games. This tonight kind of sucked ass. This sucked pretty bad. But, you know, first three games, I had a pretty good time. You know, who's pitching tomorrow?
Jordan Montgomery.
So,
yeah, one.
So we're gonna have Jordan back. Okay, I feel good about that.
The Astros are gonna have Verlander on the mound, so
I feel pretty good about that. So, I mean, you're just gonna have to deal with what you got, and it is what it is. I mean, as I was telling Martin when we started, like, yo, my high is like, I get really excited about, like, you know, fucking Adolis hits a home run, like, fuck yeah, let's fucking go here.
Oh yeah.
And now when I'm getting lows, man, you know. Yeah, I would say the Twitter Ranger Twitter has really changed in the last 10 years. The most miserable fucking fan base I've ever seen in my life. And I know it's a bit, I know it's a bit, Brandon, but it is like, I don't know. It's just kind of like, y'all have been tortured this whole fucking season, I guess.
It's DFW sports Twitter really is what it is.
Yeah.
There's a select few that are just, you know, I even asked one tonight, like, why do you even watch sports?
Oh, I don't. Stove, dude. Stove.
You got it.
Like,
it wasn't Stove. It was somebody else.
Stove, I mean, tonight.
We know Stove.
I'm texting Stove tonight because he was going to be on. And I'm like, dude, like, all right, you going to get on? He's like, we'll see how I do tonight. Fucking third inning. Second or third inning. I don't know what did he text me? Yep. And he's like, I'm fucking done. I'm done. I'm turning this fucking game off. I'm like, dude, Stove, give it a And like, they tied it up. I'm like, are you still watching? He's like, fuck no. I'm not fucking watching this.
I will tell you what's kind of helped.
He's a tortured guy.
Used to be the same way. If you just realize that you don't have any control over the outcome. It gets, you know, okay, yeah, I get it. If you're a fan, you're upset by tonight's performance, but you get over it.
But here's what I'm going to say. As excited as, like, when something good happens, you see how the players get excited, and I get excited. We all get excited. Whenever bad things happen, the team usually kind of takes a little, fuck. All right, whatever, But the fan base, and for the most part, takes it like they're going to, you know, about to etch their name in the fucking top over there and hang themselves. Like, dude,
get fucked. Basically, it's like, yeah. The way they
Stove was here. Like, geez, dude, fucking calm down, everybody. Like, it's.
They'll come right back tomorrow and do the same thing.
You know, I don't know.
And
man.
If the Rangers do win tomorrow, then they'll be, you know, up. We're going to win the World Series.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, watching some of these.
Philadelphia is going to win it, by the way.
Do what?
I think Philadelphia is going to win the World Series, by the way.
I feel like it's pretty. The writing's on the wall. Arizona's going to give them they gave them the game today, but, you know.
I think they're better than Houston.
Yeah. I don't know, man. They're pretty good. You know, I'm almost a little scared. I'm hoping. Like, like today's win, I was like, well, at least you could tire Philadelphia out a little bit. Don't like let them sweep the series. Yeah. Just give them a little bit of run for their money. So no, I don't have any. The guy who hit it, Ketel Marte, is that his name?
Ketel Marte.
Yeah, I see. I don't fucking know how to say his name. I knew that guy. Evan Longoria's on that team, which I figured out he's still in the league. That's interesting.
Tommy Pham.
Pham, okay. Tommy, former Padre great. I'm losing. I don't even know who the pitchers are. Who are the pitchers?
They got Zach Gallen.
Yeah.
Who?
Zach Gallen.
I have no idea who that is.
He's like one of the best pitchers in the National League.
Good for that guy. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Good for that guy. I don't know what the fuck that is. That's my baseball fandom these days, which is sad. Because it kind of sucks, dude. I really love baseball. This is what I'm finding out a lot about a lot of this, is I still love baseball. But baseball is like a girlfriend who I still loved, who left me. You know? I still see on her Instagram. And I'm like, damn, she's hot. But you can't even talk to her. Fucking number doesn't work. So
cheating on you, but yeah, you're back.
It's like, fucking only stove can watch her apparently. So I don't know. You know, I don't know. This team has a great possibility, but I'm telling you right now that don't sleep on the Rangers lost this game or lost this series, or whatever. This, I hate to be it because I fucking hate Houston. Every time I see their faces, it makes me sick. But Houston is fucking really good, and it makes me sick. You know, that pitcher last night, that was frustrating. I another guy who I didn't really know his name, who was apparently 3-0 in the postseason, which I was like, I don't even know who this guy is. I don't. His fucking pitches, every last one of them were. His pitches are floating up, and no one who knew where the fuck anything was going to be. And if they did hit it, they would hit it.
Oh yeah,
they wouldn't hit it square.
It was a lot like, when hitters would try to face Mariano Rivera because.
The cutter would.
Look at it, and you think, okay, well this is going to be on the outer half of the. We're going to be right down the middle of the plate, so you'd swing there, and then the pitch would have some late movement, and then.
Yeah, it's over.
All of a sudden, you either struck out or popped it up.
Yeah.
Or he sawed you off.
I don't know, man. Well, we'll see how tomorrow goes. I mean, honestly, I have to tell people, whatever happens here from here, I really think the Rangers outplayed where they actually should be as far as with the injuries and everything that has happened throughout the season. They've outplayed themselves for the season. The terrible bullpen, the full-on injuries of, I mean... The list is very long this year. You know, their offense has been incredible, but I can tell you right now, it's really hard to win World Series with great offenses because you have to have a bullpen. You have to have starting pitching.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much why, you know, you look at the Astros and you can say whatever you want about them, about 2017, about their organization, about their fan base. But they know how to develop pitching.
Yeah,
they know how to find gems.
They, I mean, that's what I was saying. Like,
and it's like overlooked gems, guys that, you know, they'll sign them when they're like 18 or 19. And Martin knows a little bit about kind of how this goes as far as player development. But usually, you'll sign some kid in the Dominican who's 16 and be able to develop them. And these are kids that just kind of fell through the cracks. Like, Javier, Urquidy, who didn't have a very good night, is another one. I believe Hector Neris. Well, Hector Neris played for Philadelphia.
I'm sorry, this is starting to be like post-game beers where Martin says almost four words during the entire podcast. Do you want to say anything, Martin?
Yeah. I feel like I'm talking over you.
Jump in, bro. You don't have to have Ray and Jacob who just, you know, take up all the time and you know, and keep going, bro.
I'm just there so I don't get fined. But yeah, I mean, the Astros, yeah, they'll develop gems, but then like the guys who are supposed to be no shit guys, they end up being trash.
Yeah.
But it's so weird that how they end up just still fucking, you know, four deep rotation that they develop themselves.
It's pretty incredible.
And the Rangers can't fucking develop for shit.
No.
Pitching specifically, yeah.
It's polar opposites. And it's frustrating to watch, quite honestly.
Well, you know what? They actually almost bought a team. And, I mean, they're getting pretty deep in, you know, the LCS, and that's nothing to, you know, there's only two teams in the American League who get to do it. So I hate to say it. I'm not trying to be – I know it's not, you know, great to be the most positive guy on Twitter, but, dude, the Rangers are damn well deep than where they should have been, so –
It's because it's the fucking Astros.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're ahead of the curve or whatever. We're ahead of our developmental path, but fuck losing to the fucking Houston.
I know, dude. Yeah, it's a kick straight in the fucking balls. No doubt. It's a kick straight in the balls. But
like every round, it was like, okay, we made it to the postseason. I actually wouldn't mind losing to fucking Tampa Bay or Baltimore. But yeah. Fucking Houston, that's the thing.
Dude, it sucks for me. Like, dude, I have a company who's based out of Houston. So, like, this shit is all Houston Astros. I got it all last year. And I'm getting it, you know, they threw us a bone. We're like, well, we're actually going to throw a party for the Dallas branch and Houston branch. I'm like, yeah, fuck you. Like, I know you don't, whatever. And, you know. I don't know. It is what it is, guys. You know, it does suck, but you know what? It's not like a shitty Houston team. It's not a fluky Houston team. They're a really good fucking team, and it pains me, you know.
It's their fan base is what it is.
Yeah.
They have arguably the worst fan base in all sports.
Fucking, dude, garbage. But that's okay. But I wouldn't say that to the face because it sounds like every one of them in the Houston, every time you see any videos from Houston, somebody's like doing drugs or just gang members beating some like tax guy up in a bleachers or something like that. And you're like, God dang, like everybody.
Yeah, they all do meth.
They're all on meth over there. I guess other than that, banana guy should have been thrown out of the game. And I think that's all that's literally it. I have banana guy, and that is it. That's all my banana notes for the day. The guy behind plate who's just in a banana costume, just acted a straight fool tonight. And I was like, dude, I tweeted out that if we win and we had banana guy, we can make a statue out of banana guy. But if we lose tonight, we're beating the shit out of that guy in the parking lot. Like, fuck that guy. So, I don't know. I will say though, Cowboys. Why do I have Cowboys fight talk? That's retarded. I'm not. I don't even know how to talk about that. Cowboys make me more frustrated watching them than the Rangers. I'll deal with this bullshit or whatever. I turned the game off Monday. Like I didn't watch the rest of that game. I don't even know what happened still. But that is a frustrating ass team. Nobody else.
Do they suck?
I don't know. I it's
mediocre.
They're just so meh. But you just like the stupid shit that they do, and you're like, oh, 4 and out. Okay, great. Well, fuck me. All right. Well, let's move on here. I don't know. I don't want to talk Cowboys, but I just was. I don't know why I had that on there. Oh, I wanted to talk Creed. I wasn't sure. Now, I'm not sure Creed is not bad. Okay. But. They had Creed at the game last night, which was a funny bit. But I saw the video where, you know, Scott Stapp is like, hey, I just want to let everybody know, thank you very much. Go Texas Rangers, and thank you for embracing our music. And I'm going, bro, we're not exactly doing that. I just want to let you know it's borderline we're shitting on you. So
yeah, it's a meme.
It's a meme. I mean, meme. Regardless, hopefully they I wish we would have probably gone. I'm more of a Nickelback guy than a Creed guy, but that's just me.
Nickelback got some bangers.
Dude, yeah. And we just need to recognize that.
I listened to Creed for the first time ever.
First time ever?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay.
It's really not great.
No, it's terrible. No, it's bad. And I have a bad
I mean, it came out when you were 8, so that tracks.
Yeah, I have a bad memory from Creed. I had a girlfriend in
Creed.
In junior high, and she was like, you know, it was like, I think it was.
Did you make out to
No, trust me, no. It was Valentine's Day, and I'm still to this day, I'm a terrible gift giver. Like, I don't know, I'll just buy you some, but it won't be on the day that it's supposed to be. But it was Valentine's Day, and I gave her some shitty card or something like that, and she gave me a Creed CD. And I was like, dope, Creed. But I gave her that shitty card, and she gave me a Creed CD, and there was an imbalance there, and she broke up with me like 2 days later. So, thanks a lot, Misha. What are you gonna do? So yeah, I didn't exactly get to enjoy that CD very well. Can you take me? Huh? I was like crying as it's going. So I don't know. All right, let's move on. We agree that the state fair should have guns in there, right?
Anybody can take a gun?
I don't know. No, not anybody.
Like armed guards?
No, they had that shooting on Friday, and it was like, I can't believe they're allowing guns in the state fair. And it's like, this is Texas, bro. Like, you don't even realize how many guns are, like, in your vicinity at all times.
Is there not a gun show?
I don't think there's a gun show at the state fair. At least if there is, I don't know anything about it.
Well, there should be.
There should be, but I don't think there is. But I just made the point. I was like, whatever the shooting happened to be there, I'm sure they did not have a permit or any type of license.
I don't know why people are that surprised. I mean, there's shootings all around the fair all year round.
Yeah, but
like, there's a reason why they don't play OU Texas at night.
Yeah,
they tell you
it's written in the contract that it has to be played during the
early in the morning. You'd have to be really fucked up. So this is not as many, you know. They had to change the god dang name for it. Did the shootings go down or whatever since the Red River shootout?
I think they get the game in before they wake up.
Yeah. Whoa. I do like that bit where the Washington Bullets changed their name to the Washington Wizards. Yes. And that eliminated a lot of the bullets on the streets, but there was more magic going on around town.
Yep.
So, I don't know. No, I had that quick kick on that.
It's like there's less racism against Native Americans, but now there's, you know, militarism.
Yeah. It's like, whoa. It looks like the military industrial complex is going on pretty good. Sorry.
Is that a segue into Israel talk?
Nah, we had it last week. We're good. At the end, we'll give you your thoughts of Israel, Palestine, and I'll give you an extra hour so you can talk all about it. All right.
No, I was just wondering because Joe Biden giving him $14 billion.
I'm just distracted by Joe Biden ball chin. That's creeping me out. Now I can't unsee his ball chin anymore. Go look that up. Joe Biden ball chin. Have you not seen that?
No.
Oh my God. How have y'all not seen that? I can't unsee it. Joe Biden. Oh crap. Computer's a little slow today. Biden ball chin.
Oh yeah, that's.
You see, I literally thought it was. Yeah. I literally thought it was edited. And, now they're going with all. Okay, I do like memes that are gonna follow along with this. know if I can show you this one where it's gonna have a guy just hitting it, or like, what's wrong with his chin?
I don't know.
I do like the memes that are going around that the reptilian thing is like, where you like scratch the back of his neck and it looked like his skin was like rubbery or whatever. I don't know. Okay. Let's talk Evan Grant.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Evan Grant had a big day. Had a big day this week. Let me read those tweets real quick. Fuck yeah. So,
are we also going to discuss the appearance on today's?
Yeah, I've got it. I got it pulled up right now. Right.
Can I do that?
I can do it. I think I can. Oh, if it works, then it's cool. So Evan Grant. Okay, let's give initial Evan Grant thoughts. Martin, you first.
I don't know, man. I think he's just like kind of pompous, like sports writer. I don't really have much of an opinion on Evan Grant. I muted him like years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Unfollowed about it 3 years ago, I think, for me. Brandon?
Well, I mean, I've touched on this before on Twitter, and that I think the beat writers, especially the ones that cover the Texas Rangers, are, whenever there's any calling out that needs to be done as far as, you know, like the baseball operations, because, I mean, I've seen Evan call out the organization because they don't have a Pride Night, and that's, you know, completely different discussion. And I've also heard, I guess, Dan on the Dumb Zone mention this, to where sometimes, you know, he'll tweet something out and you can't really tell if it's something that's actually a PR release from the Rangers themselves. But I mean, generally speaking, I think the issue, Evan's kind of at the head of every issue that I have with the beat writers for the Rangers, in that when there's something critical that needs to be, a critical remark that needs to be made, or even in the post-game press conference, like tonight, I doubt that you're going to hear, you know, a lot of questioning about Bruce Bochy's bullpen management over the last two nights. And it's just simply because it feels like that the beat writers, including Evan, care more about the access to the players and to the organization.
Yeah.
And you kind of contrast that with the late Jerry Fraley, who, you know, if you know his history with Ian Kinsler, Kinsler and Fraley did not like each other. And it got to the point to where when Kinsler is traded to the Tigers and they were in town, that he would have somebody watching out in the clubhouse to see if Fraley was about to enter the clubhouse, and then he would just leave because he just did not want to talk to him.
Right.
Which, okay, that's kind of probably pompous on Fraley's part as well. And there's a lot of writers out there that are kind of like that.
I would consider,
at the very least, Fraley was never afraid to question the teams and the people that he was covering. He didn't care if he pissed somebody off. He just kind of felt like he was doing his job at that point.
Well, besides Fraley, I believe three or four games into the season, I believe, made the crazy remark that game was a must win. Was that Fraley? I want to say that it was. He was on the Musers, and he goes, tonight's a must win. Like, they've got
I mean, I kind of wonder if he was kind of doing a bit, because the other bit that he would always do is that if Joe West was umpiring a game, he would always say, you know, the game is in good hands.
Yeah, no, I get it. And in the late, great Jerry Fraley, yeah, I respect the portion of that, in like Galloway, I guess, would be. I mean, he was a beat writer, right?
He was a columnist.
Columnist, okay, whatever. He
might
was a
have
guy
been a beat writer at some point. I don't know if you're thinking of Tim Kalashaw.
Maybe so, but regardless, as Galloway was. He was, yeah, never never afraid to kind of ruffle the feathers of the thing. And it's like, but you have that much respect. It's like the Rangers aren't, I mean, other than like, you know, like the Mavs when they kicked Tim McMahon out, but like having someone with that much respect and you kick a guy out like that, you're going to get a lot of blowback. So you have right. carte blanche to do things like that and be like, I'm sorry, I'm saying like a lot, but, you know, be, you know, a little bit more forceful in your thoughts and be like, you know, hey, y'all suck tonight. What was the deal? Like, just kind of give a little bit of a pushback when you're not a goddamn, you know, stenographer for the Texas Rangers PR. Which I think is has been said of, you know, Evan Grant, at least in the past, you know, like whenever they've been awful, it's like, you know, Evan Grant's always out front going, well, I mean, I know they're kind of awful right now, but, you know, da-da-da-da, and he always kind of give a good face for the Rangers, like, listen, I don't want you to sit here and be the PR of the Texas Rangers. I want you to be the beat reporter report, okay? And then, yes, the social causes that he goes into and blah, blah, blah. It's annoying. Shut up. Get another account for that. Like, I don't care at all. And also, he's a dork, okay? I'm going to say this about Evan Grant. He is a dork. He is a clout chaser. He is a dude who, like, I think Dan perfectly pointed out the engagement tactics that people use to kind of get engagement, which is good for selling newspapers, I guess, or getting clicks on a website. But
yeah, support local journalism.
But it's lame. So I've always said that Evan Grant, I believe, is a very good quote unquote reporter. He does these things. Like, if you want to know what the fuck's going on the Rangers, he's probably a good guy to follow. But he's dumb and lame. And that's just always been what his MO has been. That, just for me. I mean, again, I stopped following him because I'm like, I can follow ESPN.com or something like that. I don't want to listen to this bullshit no more. You know. And, or you can just follow that dork who, you know, who's the
John Blake?
John Blake, is he retired or is he retiring this year? I thought he was retiring or something. Am I remembering that wrong?
So.
Okay. Cuz I was wondering who's going to take over for the PR. So Evan Grant wrote this tweet. Dear Rangers and Astros fans, this should be start of a, man, what a dumb fucking sentence this is already. This should be start of Dream Week. This should be start of Dream Week. Who the fuck talks like this? Week for y'all and baseball in Texas. Hope y'all are loud and proud for your team. Sportsmanlike to neighbors and gracious in victory and classy in defeat. Show him, man, this is so lame. Show MLB world how competitive and fun this rivalry can be. It's like, fuck off. The whole thing of this. I love that. Yeah, look, as I'm looking at this photo, Astros fans online are, Evan. Oh, that was Brandon's
tweet.
It was Brandon's below, and I'm like, that's funny. So our good friend, well, at least my friend, I can only say that because I've met him in person, so I can, you know, I just messaged him today too because I was happy to hear him on the Dumb Zone. But Landry Locker comes out and says, Evan being moral compass of sports fans and other things is gross. I've let it pass for way too long. Dude was malicious, calculated, petty, evil guy with my friend, coworker, Richard Durrett. Bothered Rich. Evan tried to act like they had intense competition when he died. You suck. You know what I will say about that? I think Landry, as he's getting older, he's totally does not give a fuck anymore. He's not even trying to like play the game here. He's like, I'm in Houston. Fuck you, Dallas people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and if people don't know, Landry Locker, I first came to know that he was like a producer for the Ben and Skin show back in ESPN time. So that was a long fucking time ago.
Yeah.
And I always remember people talking about it. I'm, you know, actually Jake, I think, was one of the first ones to actually talk about Landry Locker, because he would get into some more advanced stats and stuff like that, and some interesting thoughts that, you know, we weren't hearing from any of those old guys. So
he played basketball with them too.
He did. Pretty good bit, though, by the way, to call the score and do a do a number. So if it's 5-3, what is it? Is that, no, I was going to say Dexter Coakley. That's 52. My bad.
Yeah, I can't remember the
who's the center? Who's the center for the Cowboys who smoked a lot of weed? 53?
Mark Stepnoski.
Mark Stepnoski.
Yeah, he was a center.
He was 53, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, Landry Locker really went on hard on him. Just talking about how Evan's a kind of a piece of shit around town, and, you know, he's
phony.
Huh?
A phony.
He's a, yo, he seemed, I don't know, man. I'm not a big vibe guy, but I've always gotten that vibe from him. You know? Martin's laughing about my vibe.
I'm a big vibe guy.
Are you a big vibe guy too?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
let's,
vibes are always off.
So, for some people who have not listened to the Dumb Zone or do not subscribe, I'll give y'all behind the curtain information. Let's see if y'all can hear this, by the way.
You would naturally probably bond with someone if they were.
So Landry Locker is on with the Dumb Zone, Dan and
Jake.
Which
you can subscribe to for $6.90 a month.
Yeah, 6.9. Got it.
Feeling like, you know, an intense situation like that. So me and Richard had that going.
I apologize. Are y'all hearing this, everything?
I can hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep just rolling.
Just making sure.
And there was like, it was constant dialogue where, you know, he would still be going to the yard and all this stuff. And it became something where, like, when we would talk, it would almost just be about how much of a jerk Evan was to him. And he can dismiss it as, like, oh, it was just competition. It wasn't. They tried to get his baseball writer's card revoked. Richard Effin Durrett. They tried to get his baseball writer's card revoked.
Okay. I want to talk about that one first. Right. And I can already tell, Evan, what a little bitch to try to get someone kicked out of the room like that. I don't know.
What I don't understand, I mean, he's writing for ESPN, which is a national publication. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is at the time when ESPN had spun up the
really
local media outlets, ESPN Dallas. So,
yep.
You know, he was a legitimate writer.
Yeah, for sure. No, I think it's just petty bullshit.
I know that he started out at the Dallas News and then left ESPN, so you kind of wonder if that had played any role in it.
Well, I think if you really kind of go back a little bit, you know, like the whole Todd Archer to, you know, all of those dudes who were at the Dallas Morning News that jumped right to ESPN Dallas, I think there was that. Okay. It was gay. That feud was gay. just to let, I mean, you know, it was dumb. It was absolutely the dumbest thing. It's like, why are we having this feud over? I mean, go do Dallas Morning News, whatever.
Like, you know, feuding, you know, if you worked at traditional media and then jumped over to, say, The Athletic. And then still, you know, holding a grudge and saying, oh, you guys aren't a real media outlet. Well, they are. You know, Richard Durrett was still a writer, still a beat reporter. The fact that he jumped from the Dallas News to ESPN Dallas doesn't change that.
You know what's impressive about all this is how a guy who can look like Richard Durrett, who does look like a dork, but he actually wasn't a dork, can make Evan.
He was a very nice guy.
Let me finish my fucking sentence. But okay, can make Evan look like the biggest fucking dork in the world, and make Richard look like the coolest fucking dude in the world, who's just like, God damn, this guy's a fucking prick. You know, fucking A on for Richard. And Richard's too fucking nice. And he was too fucking nice. You know, I think a meaner dude would have been like, hey, Evan, go fuck yourself. And on Twitter, you know, so Let's listen to the rest of this.
He wouldn't even acknowledge him. There would be like the times that I went to the press box, you could tell he would be like talking about him, and he would like look up, like just mean girls on steroids type of stuff. Which, look, I get, like, I'm not going to completely dismiss it because it is Richard Durrett, but I mean, maybe you get a little bit competitive, although I haven't heard that Evan's the nicest guy to very many people, but that's just gossip. But I do know for a fact that he was malicious. He tried to get there was like a rally. He was belittled to players because he was on the radio, and I guess he wasn't at the yard as much, but he was still going to the yard, and it bothered Richard. But Richard is not a guy who's really going to like stand up for himself. He's just going to let it go and all that type of stuff. And quite frankly, if Richard weren't a nicer guy, I probably would have said something a long time ago. But I just saw how it was going on. And I didn't really say anything, but I just remember like when Durrett died, like the last thing that Durrett said to me when he died, like we were putting him on the air because he was going to go. I forgot what it was, but I asked him, how you doing? It was when Cumulus owned it was the awkward ass ESPN in y'all's hallway type of situation. Yeah. But I remember Kat didn't want me talking as much on the air as kind of like producer type thing. So it was kind of like a little bit different. But I talked to Richard, and the last thing he said to me was, man, I was like, how you doing? And he goes, good, man. Just wish I could hear you on the air more. And I was just like, dude, that's really like that. That's Richard Durrett right there. Like, I'm like, that's 100% him. And when he died, like, I remember, like, I've had family members die and all that. I've never cried as much as that because it was sad. Like, his wife was having another kid. He was him. Like, you had this bond. You know how great of a guy he is. He was like the staple of the family, all that. So I took that as hard as, like, I remember exactly where I was and how sad I was. So the next day I'm going to work, and I guess I finished my shift and stuff, and I get in the car, and Evan Grant is doing a radio hit talking about how great Richard Durrett was, and like how, oh, this guy was like so good at his job and all this stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God, like this is so weird. But you just kind of let it go. Like it went. And then it kind of like he was doing the do it for Durrett stuff, which is great. It's a great charity, all that type of stuff. But over time, like at some point, man, like you've gotta quit trying to be like the moral authoritarian, especially when it's kind of bleeding into like where I actually work now. And it sounds stupid, but it just kind of boiled up to where I was just like, dude, you're being pretty. Like you're putting yourself above millions of people morally, and I see how you act when nobody's watching, and it's kind of disgusting.
Okay, sorry, I was trying to find a spot to stop there, but I think that was a pretty good place to stop.
Right.
God, he fucking ethered Evan Grant right there, and I'm really glad that Dan and Jake, who apparently I was really glad to hear that, because I don't know if Evan Grant would go on. Their show very much, but you know, Evan Grant was a definite guy who was a staple on the ticket, who again I initially thought was kind of a cool guy, you know, on the radio kind of thing, and then as you're going through on Twitter, I think I was even friends with him on Facebook, which again I unfucking friended that one. That was a terrible mistake. He's like, oh, it's Shabbats or whatever. He'd have like Jewish holidays. And I'm like, just stop it. Just do your thing. Stop it, dork. You just would never stop. So I don't know, dude. It's I'm really glad that Evan Grant took a good ether. And so couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. So. It's like
a
whole.
I'm assuming he hasn't responded to any of those allegations yet.
Oh, fuck no. No, I'm assuming no. He went on with his business, and I hope he stops with the bullshit and just reports on the fucking Rangers. I think that should be a really good teaching moment.
His boss has probably said to just, you know.
Just report on the fucking Rangers and shut your goddamn mouth.
Let's try to sweep this under the rug. And.
I mean, it really is a good, like. If you know anything about me, I may be not the most moral guy and maybe, you know, whatever. Somebody would call me a piece of shit. I don't know. But I never try to be just because I can't. Like, it's a phony thing to do to be like, I'm the fucking most moral person here, da-da-da-da. It's like, it's phony. I know I'm not. You know? Right. I can't pretend to be. I know I'm not. You know? I can't pretend to, you know... I can't pretend to even care about Israel and Palestine because I'm like, I don't even know these fucking languages. I have no idea what the fuck's going on. It's hard to fucking understand.
Yeah.
I have no idea. It's really hard in my mind because I'm like, I am just trying to work and put food on the table. It's hard to fucking do all this shit. So when you have somebody who's just grandstanding all the time over whatever bullshit and responding to Chrissy Teigen going, and you know, after this, it's like he does that goofy shit. It's like hoping one day that some high tier, I figured that out about it because go look in the Evan Grant's replies. He'll reply to some random blue check mark or whatever.
Yeah.
Hoping, you know, because he's like got a blue, I get a blue check mark, so you'll respond to me. It's like, beat it, thumb. Get out of here. Oh, my God. Okay. That's enough ethering him. WNBA, pretty popular these days, right?
Right.
They're trying to...
I saw where the team plane flew back home to Vegas, and I guess there were fives of fans waiting for them.
Fives of fans. Well, it's like... And does everybody else agree that it feels like the WNBA season is the longest that they have two seasons in 1 year?
It seems like it.
I felt like just recently they had that pathetic little parade down the street and they were like, there's like no one on the street. Did you ever see that?
Chicago.
Huh? No, I just don't know. It just seems like the fucking season goes forever. And every time you're watching ESPN, you'll turn it on and it's like, yeah, there's like real sports going on, and then they hit the pepper and here's what happened to the Liberty and Aces.
It's like that shit on the front page too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do they give them time off for like menstruation and stuff?
All right, Martin.
Is that why it's so long?
Just like they all have like mental days off. Just like I just need to calm that. Like all like. They all sync up.
Yeah, they're all synced up at the same time. Just get it all over.
Why are they all off this week? Well.
And they don't tell nobody what's wrong?
Dude, yeah, everybody's on the IR.
Why is there not more trannies in
WNBA? Whoa. Calm down, sir. Trannies? What the fuck? What is it, 1997?
I'm just saying, maybe I'd watch it.
I don't know. Yeah, that would help. I don't know what else to talk about. Should I end with Oppenheimer? Oh, I already got Joe Biden chin talk. Good for it. I read a book this last couple weeks. That's right.
Read?
That's right. I read.
Dr. Seuss?
No, dude. I don't read. I listen.
Oh, it's an audiobook?
Yeah, I listen to audiobooks every now and then. The one book I did read this year was Chaos. It was about like the Manson family or Charlie Manson and all that and the connection with the CIA, which is pretty dope. That's a really good book.
What's the connection?
Well, it's like the whole thing was like Charlie Manson was on parole in and out of prison all his life. And it's like, how does this fucking crazy asshole always get out of prison? And so apparently, well, there's a whole thing is like, yeah, the CIA were bumping up these hippies to kind of, you know, it's like you think of a hippie that's like, you know, they're just laying around smoking weed, doing much of nothing. And then out of nowhere, there's a fucking, the most wretched murder you can ever think of happens at the hands of hippies. So there's that tie-in where they were trying to basically put a negative connotation with hippies. So they have this, it's a whole thing also with, you know, MK Ultra, using LSD and all the other shit to, mind control and shit like that. So it's pretty good. But I did read American Prometheus, which is what the movie is based on, Oppenheimer. Has anybody seen that movie? Which I haven't yet. I've not seen that movie either. Only reason why, by the way, I didn't see Oppenheimer. I cannot watch a movie, or I cannot sit in a movie theater for 3 hours in one sitting. It's not going to happen.
It's the best fucking sleep you'll ever get.
No, dude, I'll piss myself. I need like a bottle next to me. I will piss myself. I promise you. So, no, I will not sit in it. So, I'm going to have to watch it at the house or whatever. But, yeah, Oppenheimer was a real G. I'm gonna say it right now. That dude was a bad motherfucker right there. I would say a guy who kind of thought naively that the atom bomb was going to end all war. Not so much. It actually kind of made things worse. So then after he made it, he was like, yeah, that was a bad idea. We shouldn't have ever done that. Like, not even a little bit. So I guess y'all know a lot about Oppenheimer. Fuck me. All right.
I mean,
I haven't watched it yet.
It kind of ended wars of conquest until recently.
Yeah, but they were thinking that after the atom bomb blew up, like, and it was kind of funny. Like, he even admitted, like, he's like, I don't know, we bombed Japan and, like, the war was nearly fucking over. And it was like, we kind of really didn't even need to do that. Like, they were literally weeks away from, you know, but they had to drop that bomb, I think, to be like, yo, look what we can do to you. We can kill thousands, hundreds of thousands of people with one bomb. Are you going to fuck with us anymore? No? Okay. But then it was like the communism thing, too. That was lame as shit. Because it kind of, the book starts off as like what all happened as far as like, the book was a slow burn. The book is, I told my wife this. I go, this book is fucking long. How long is it? Is it 20 hours of audio? It's 26 hours. I'm going to be more proud of myself. 26 hours of audio. It's a slow burn because it's like, Oppenheimer was born in 1896. You know, like that type of shit. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, I don't know. And he was like original old Jew too. You know, not like one of them, like, come after. He was his dad came over in like the late 1800s, came through there. So he was an original. Where like those scratchy, I was listening to someone talk about, there was like the original Jews that were already there. And then when World War II came through, all these other Jews came through and they're like, hello, how are you doing? And it's like, get the fuck over there. We're like, the Jews have been here for a long time. You're just fucking just showing up out of here nowhere. So I don't know. But yeah, they had a whole trial where, you know, they were saying that Oppenheimer was a communist and it doesn't seem like he was. He was fucking a communist and his brother was a communist. But like early in his 20s, like he went to a couple meetings and was like, yeah, this is interesting. But then after like 5 minutes of like seeing how Russia or the Soviet Union was, he was like, well, that's gay. I'm not doing that. Like, no. So I don't know. I'm interested to watch this movie. I heard it's, well, obviously it's well rated, but the book is fucking really good. Very interesting. It was a book that I didn't think I was going to finish because it was getting into the nitty gritty of all this other shit. And I'm like, I don't fucking care. But you got to think about it. 26 hour audio book. They compressed it down to a 3 hour movie. So I'm sure there's going to be, you know, not to be dumb, but like when you have a book compared to a movie, there's a lot more. I'm interested to see what's in the movie that kind of didn't make it in. So I don't know. glad everybody was really interested. I'm glad I brought that up. What can I say?
It's a really cool story. Tell it again.
Shut up. I don't know. You bring something up. We're about an hour anyway, so I think we're good. Yeah. It's time to go to bed. Martin, thank you for saying more than 10 words on this podcast. We appreciate it. Go see him on post-game beers and stuff.
Where you won't.
Oh, you know, he doesn't really care. And Brandon, he follow him on Twitter to get your when to know the tornado is going to come get you. So
that's right.
So, all right. And follow me on Twitter for I Am Brad C, because I'm being the positive guy this year with the Rangers. Hey, you know what? We're just happy to be here. All right, guys? Everybody just calm down.
That's right. Relax. Just like the Rangers.
Exactly. Just calm down. Yeah. Just relax. We're just happy to be here. All right. Until next time. See
ya. We got our two-year wins. We're happy to be here.
We're good. We're good. All right. See ya.